but I'm on mute. I'ma bust her wrist out cause she cute. Her on the yacht, I've been up pool.
Yeah, so I was, I don't like that. No, I don't like that. It was just on. I don't like it. Just so you know. I mean, I play it because it's, well, because I don't like to just start talking. I like to have, like, something to kind of play. I like, you know how you have a wrap it up box? I like to have a start it in box, bring it in box. You know what I'm talking about? Like the wrap it up? Never mind. That's never, okay. So rather than have the wrap it up music, I like to have the start the episode music. That's my favorite thing. Now, even though the quality is not that good playing through speakers, but here we go. One day I'm going to look back and go, hey, that song sucked. So I was talking to my kid, you know, so where I'm at is a small town. I grew up in Flint, Michigan. The place I ended up moving to, I moved around a little bit. The place I ended up with my family is a small town. I guess you could say it's outside of Ann Arbor, Michigan. And it's kind of in a bubble. And, you know, the county as a whole, it's upper middle in terms of, you know, income and stuff. In terms of like the Detroit metro area, it's probably just more of a middle thing, but like overall to the rest of the world, I'd call it upper middle. To the rest of the country, rather, I'd call it an upper middle class community. In the city that I live in, it's really small. I don't know the population count. It's really small though. Like they literally have 3 cops on duty at any given time. And there's nothing going on. They race speeding tickets all day. That's why I hate them so much. So I get my kid's involved in a few, you know, activities, school activities and stuff. And one of the things he's involved in, you know, it's like a sport. So they're going to different schools and doing shit. Well, I get an email from their coach, and this, you know, the JV team, the younger kids, got in trouble because they're running around up and down the hallways at this other school screaming the N-word at each other, using it like, you know, hey man, what's up? You know, type of thing. And the kids in this neighborhood or in this city are in a bubble. You know, they're raised in a way where, or they're raised in a situation where there's probably 1 black kid at the school. And so to talk like that, even the black kid that probably goes to the school doesn't know any better and doesn't really get that pissed off, or probably thinks, well, I'm like literally the minority in this school. I'm not going to check these kids for saying shit because I'm the 1 black guy at the school. Now, there's more than 1 black kid, but you know what I mean. It's the number is very, very, very small. So these kids are raised in a city where the parents, you know, when they go to the local fancy restaurant, they feel like they're, you know, high society and shit. To the rest of the world, yeah, average. Below average, really. You know, the mom has a fancy jacket and a purse, and the dad has some cool looking shoes and a nice haircut. And people suck them off because they have a reputation in their little bubble, right? Well, these people create children, and the children have that same entitled attitude. And unfortunately, this starts an issue where with entitlement, and the way that the communication and everything, these kids, you know, you hear them saying it. And I had to have a talk with my kid. You know, our family's interesting. We have a pretty diverse family. And I have a pretty diverse group of friends. So my kids don't really fit the template here in this little city, you know? And there's been a few years where it's been, we have to like talk them through stuff to understand, you know, that what this looks like. Like this isn't normal, you know, this shit is not normal. And it's been kind of tough. That sounds really privileged even just to say that. It's been tough as a parent to kind of raise a kid in this environment and teach them that what the majority is doing is wrong. And the majority really don't understand why it's wrong. So all you can do is ignore it and keep it moving and don't participate in that bullshit. And so it's been an interesting path for sure. With that said, I don't have like a lesson here or anything to take away, other than if you're a parent, you know, God damn it. Like, make sure you're getting your kids out. Like, fuck. I think that we have an issue with these bubble communities, man, where kids just, they don't get exposed to anything. And it doesn't matter your income level or who you are, you know, where you're from, but get them in a situation where they're around all kinds of different people, man. Because luckily for me, I think I have it easy because it comes built in with the family dynamic that I have. I'm very fortunate and I'm thankful that I have a family with multiple ethnicities and backgrounds, and you know, it's good for them, you know, to see it and to hear it. And even, you know, even in the days when I was doing the show in the basement, in the podcast, and we had people come in and out every now and again, it could be a white guy, could be a black guy, could be whatever, and they'd hear us talking and we'd have conversations and we'd have a little party sometimes after the show, and they'd hear conversations and we'd have long drawn out conversations about race and stuff. Sometimes the kids were involved in that and they'd hear it, you know. So I don't know. So for me, I think I'm highly fortunate that, very fortunate actually, and I'm thankful that, you know, for that. But I think for people who aren't as fortunate as I am, you know, you just got to get them out, dude. Don't keep them in that bubble. God, it's unbelievable. It still blows my mind. I've heard it. It still blows my mind, you know, going out to their, you know, hearing that these kids in 2019, are white kids in suburbia, this little bubble of a city, talk to each other like that. They listen to the music. They listen to hip-hop and stuff, and they don't get it. Like, you fuck, man. It's like, it's crazy. The disconnect is crazy. And it's crazy that their parents don't connect them. So the email from the coach was fascinating to me. Because I'm rambling, but like, I thought the email from the coach was fascinating because he flat out said, talk to your fucking kids, man. Yo, hey, parents, talk to your kids about the use of this word. This is humiliating for our team to hear that there was like three or four freshmen on the team. And he was like, it's humiliating to hear that our, you know, these kids are talking like this and da 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 da. It makes us look bad. Totally. Absolutely. And it was very, very well worded. And I'm glad that he said it, because I think for some of the parents who are like, I'm sure in this community would probably be like, well, I don't see the harm in it. But then I think the majority by far will be kind of shook a little bit being, you know, with this, because it's good. It's good to hear that, like, your fucking kid's privileged little bastard dropping the N-word in public like a fucking idiot. I had to have a long talk with my kid today. Be like, man, you ain't saying that shit right. You know that shit's stupid. Don't talk like that. You know there's history and a lot of baggage attached to that fucking word. You do not touch it. You stay clear for that fucking word, dude. You know? It's interesting. And actually, this does remind me of a thing I want to talk to you about, but I don't want to muck this whole... I'll come back with another one. Hang on. I'm just taking notes.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.